The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast. Today we're going to talk about Google's most recent updates. Joining us is Jordan Cooney, who is the founder and CEO of Previsible, which is an SEO consulting and education company that helps support enterprise businesses as they scale their organic traffic. In addition to providing us with our guest today, Previsible is also a sponsor of the Voices of Search podcast. And today, Jordan and I are going to discuss Google's most recent algorithm updates.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
All right, here's my conversation with Jordan Cooney, the founder and CEO of Previsible. Jordan, welcome to the Voices of Search podcast.
So happy to be back here with you, Ben. It's been a while.
You know, it's been a while. We actually have had, it's been like a month or so before we've had our last Google algorithm update. And as we have our traditions here on the Voices of Search podcast, it's time to sound the alarm. But here's the thing. We've got two algorithm updates to talk about, so I think we both have to do it. Are you ready?
Uh-oh, I don't know if I can do this.
3, 2, 1. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, you can do better than that. Come on. All right. Jordan, we've got a Google Core algorithm update. That's like a big one. And then we've also got a Google Spam update. Tell me, why do you think Google had two algorithm updates at one time? Why isn't this just one update?
Yeah, I think that part of it is just Google kind of getting in front of stuff in terms of just creating two updates at the same time. I think that historically, Google maybe had been doing these kinds of updates, but just masked it all under what they call the core update, which is this like catch-all, be-all, everything of updates nowadays. But really the spam component in the way that they really announced this to not only the SEO community, but the web community was really just to create clear policies behind what they consider spam and what kind of behaviors and activities websites are not to do in order to garner organic traffic.
All right. So a lot of this is, I'm assuming, to combat the use of artificial intelligence to create an untold amount of content that then Google has to process and prioritize. But what's the impact of artificial intelligence? And is that really what's driving these updates?
I think that artificial intelligence is specifically driving the commentary around spam, right? I think Google is sick and tired of seeing this continuation of explosive growth of thin or useless pages that don't add a ton of value and are just syndicated through the creation of AI. And so I think that's where the spam desires are coming from. I do believe that core updates are here to stay in the sense that those are still focused on this core ethos of like low quality aspects and poor user experiences that Google wants to minimize across search results. And so slightly different objective in this core update, which is not a different objective in the core update, pardon me, but a slightly different focus in the core update than what they're trying to do by keeping spam out of the results.
So Jordan, let me ask you, now that we understand what the algorithm updates are actually doing, tell me a little bit about who this is affecting. Are there specific industries or sites that you've noticed have been impacted?
Yeah, I think that there are some that are really critical to the core of a spam update. So the major UGC players are obviously seeing some shifts in volatility. Think of review websites, think of community websites. We've obviously seen this huge proliferation of Reddit content and that UGC content. So as Google is recalibrating the utility of some of these sites and how they've aggregated these pages, that core update component is coming into play there and shifting the rankings. On the spam side of the arena, the most prominent players that are getting hit in that front are the news media aggregators who've kind of expanded their footprint into, say, this kind of consumer reportish type content. They're seeing some disruption in terms of their rankings. And again, it's still very early. We're really only a week or so in on this update. But ultimately, what we're really seeing is Google reshaping the SERP back to some of the more prominent and visible websites of the past. Think of the Twitter, think of YouTube, think of those types of placements, seeing some strong gains as Google sifts through the noise of these spam elements and tries to recalibrate experiences with, say, YouTube carousels or YouTube content where there once was maybe a listicle or a news media outlet that was reviewing products per se. So those are some of the bigger shifts that we're seeing.
Okay, so let's break it down one by one. Tell me, what do you know about the core algorithm update, not the spam update?
Well, both of these updates are happening at the exact same time, launched at the exact same time. So we have to only guess that this is going to be a pretty significant set of impacts. And they also announced that this is going to take a while to roll out, probably 4 weeks, maybe longer. A couple other important announcements, but we can share those later. To address your specific question around the core update, they're really focused on scenarios where web pages have really, really poor experiences and are creating experiences within specific search queries that they are not particularly thrilled or believe are good for users. So think of search queries where there's lots of ads, lots of pop-ups, lots of intrusives, really, really low quality overall experience and possibly even low quality content within those pages. So this is an area where Google's been focused on driving better results and better experiences. And I'm also really convinced that when Google does these core updates, they leverage their core experiences to offset these poor ranking pages. So what I mean by that is if you're a recipe, they're going to try to put recipes into a carousel. They're trying to try to create certain featured elements in recipes and push all those really noisy, really just poor quality page recipe sites lower in the rankings.
So it sounds like the core algorithm update is really a spam update, right? Like you're saying, well, if there's all these pages that have these bad user experiences, they're getting pushed down to the rankings. Google's going to use their own properties to suck the good part of the content up, put it in a carousel or to put it into an answer box. How is that not a spam algorithm update?
And I'm glad you brought that up, Ben, because they even kind of stated this in their announcement that they expect that the combination of the update and the other efforts are going to reduce low quality and unoriginal content in search results by 40%. That's a pretty dramatic statement from Google, and that's a quote directly from Google's announcement. So that leads me to believe that this is that the core update aspects are largely going to be derivatives of pushing pages down based on the ranking system and creating featured experiences or elements that allow Google to control more of the real estate. That'll be the core update. And then the spam update will be literally booting websites out that are doing things that they don't seem justified under their guidelines.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You could pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you could work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
All right, let me be the conspiracy theorist here, where Google is sitting saying, all right, we're getting this huge influx of AI-generated content, all these new websites, they all have a ton of pages. It's expensive to crawl all of these pages. How do we start booting out the people that are just creating content for content's sake and just get rid of the sites that don't make any sense? And then on a per page level, if there are sites that are actually good performers but have bad pages, how do we deprioritize the pages that they're using behaviors that we don't necessarily love? So Google's taking two approaches. One, get rid of sites that they don't want to crawl. Two, deprioritize pages that they think have bad experiences. And let's so throw a third in there. Hey, if there's some good content in a bad page, why don't we just ingest it and keep people on our search results page? So maybe they'll, I don't know, look at more ads, engage with more of Google's content. Is there a little benefit here for Google maybe?
Absolutely. I think there's definitely a benefit for Google. But without question, I think we've reached this particular climax where the volume of spam and scenarios that are simply unuseful to the core user, that forces the core user to go back to Google to either select a different website or do a refined search, is the primary objective of Google today.
All right, so you're reading the tea leaves here. What do you see in terms of what this projects for the future of the algorithm and of Google search?
Well, I mean, specifically in the next month here, so in March here, we're already in March, we're a week into this when we're recording, but we'll probably be a few weeks what once you're listening to this, is there's going to be manual actions coming out from the spam update. So we're already hearing about it, and we're going to continue to see more of this, I believe, which is Google taking real action and directly notifying websites through Google Search Console that there is something egregious and wrong with the content. Now, the reality is Google's not going to get it right every time. And I systematically think that they're going to go through this in a process. And so although there's been already a wave of notifications, I wouldn't be surprised if there's notifications all the way through early April. And the reality is that they've even set a deadline to try to help webmasters through this process. And they've stated that any of these policy abuses, they will take into consideration the efforts that you take between now and May. So they're basically giving this kind of 2-month window for companies to clean up their act and ensure that they're not abusing Google with this low value content. And part of that low value content isn't just AI generated content. It's also third party content or repurposing of content in a way that creates a low quality set of content.
So is Google basically saying your listicles are no longer useful, right? If you're aggregating a bunch of other people's contents and using your content as a link to other places, hey, here's the top 10 places where you can find podcasts. I've got 10 links to my own page. probably not a great experience. Is Google trying to aim at that as well?
I think that Google is trying to, you know, toe a line here that's very tricky. And what I mean by that is, to your point, listicles is really just aggregating other people's information and putting it in some sort of, you know, opinion-based perspective, right? But what Google is, I think, really trying to distinguish is the players who are not only creating listicles, but then doing so by manipulating users, because the listicle is really not an opinion. It is a paid placement. It's an affiliate play. It is a third party that is infiltrating that listicle. It's no longer this pure intention of showing you the 10 best car seats, but the reality is that the first five placements are paying lots of money to show up in that list. And I think that's where the issue is. Now, how Google's going to toe that line and distinguish the ones that are doing this based on some reputation and quality versus the ones who are just doing it to pay to play, it's tricky. And I'm not entirely sure how they're going to figure that out.
So Jordan, now that we understand the difference between the core and the spam update, and also kind of who's been affected, tell me a little bit about what we should expect and how we should be preparing over the next month to address if we're impacted by these algorithm updates.
Well, let's start with the core update. I think the core update, again, your best tool to combat that is understanding your core experience, and is your core experience delivering the best possible value that it can. That includes understanding how the layout of your pages is generated, where your CTAs are, how you're leveraging forms and form fills. It's all of those components, along with the content, along with what you're trying to say to the user. Are you building the most capable and rich experience? And your best way to combat that is making sure that both those elements meet the needs of users. And honestly, the only way to really evaluate that is go look at the SERPs, go look at web pages that are actually showcasing this content, and identify the ones that are showing better rank over time during this update, because those are the experiences that Google is deeming of quality in this core update. On the spam side, it's a little bit trickier. It's been a while since we've had Google aggressively attack sites through manual action and do it at scale. I don't think that they're going to get it right on every occasion. You will have the opportunity to put in reconsiderations and have Google reevaluate, but I think it's going to take a much deeper effort from companies to understand components like Spam Brain and other ways that Google's identifying spam. So understanding how Google identifies spam and the threat of spam is going to be something that, if you're hit with the penalty, you're going to want to dissect in order to better come back to Google with, hey, this is how I've addressed this. This is how I've actually solved this particular spam issue. And, you know, please reconsider my website or reconsider my content. We're seeing a lot of rumors of sites just getting completely removed from the index and pages just disappearing and things of this nature. I think that some of it is slight overreaction, but a lot of it is going to come down to SEOs, webmasters, understanding what spam elements hit our site, going into Search Console, checking the manual action, seeing if it hits you, and then going through that process of evaluation and making change, making actionable change by removing, deprecating, improving the content, which may be harder, especially if you did it at scale, to be reconsidered by Google.
And that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Jordan Cooney, the founder and CEO of Previsible. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io, previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs. because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also send us your topic suggestions or your SEO questions and even apply to be our next guest speaker on the Voices of Search podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on Twitter, and my personal handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.